It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We are inside the Labatt Blue Studio. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, and Andy Shea. And you are about to enjoy the Ask Ross segment on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. They are your questions. I have them in my hand. They are his answers. Remember, the listener deemed with the number one question this week by Ross will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get a various sauces, rubs, and a tailgate with honor apron. One other reminder, don't forget, coming up, quarter number four, we're going to announce the winner of the pair of tickets to the Appalachian State game. All right, Ross, I got him here. Are you ready, sir?
Love it. Let's do it.
This comes from Robert in Wall, New Jersey. He said, how big of a loss is Buchholz to the program? A great player and a veteran to the team. You weren't here last week. That's why I want to get your take on
it. Yeah, I think it's I missed all of the injury retirements. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, five of them.
Now.
I think it's a real loss. I thought he played better and better as the season went on. I think he was their best run-stuffing defensive end and a guy that they could really count on. I think he did provide leadership as well. I think that they get maybe a little more athletic. And by the way, I didn't know he had these back issues. You know what we always said? Why doesn't he gain weight and play three technique? That's why.
Yeah. He lost weight because he wanted to try and play, right?
He was trying to play losing. Like, his only –
The more weight you have, the harder.
He wasn't going to get to 300 pounds and be able to play. So now that makes it – a lot of times we think things and we're like, why is it not happening that way? And then either it happens, like the men at McGovern switch, or we find out later why. They will be more athletic now at defensive end because, my dude, I was first on the E-Tour – Gross Matos bandwagon, charter member. He is good. And Sharif Miller is good. What it does, though, is it does lighten their depth. You know, to lose him and Torrance Brown, now they have Shaka Toney. I don't know if he's ready to play the run. So who else is ready to play the run at defensive end?
Yeah, and Simmons was in a boot. So, yeah, I do think – and they have Kevin Givens in a pinch, but – until the defensive tackle depth steps up, it's really hard to sacrifice the three technique that he provides. But I agree with you, Ross. They can't really afford another defensive end injury. They just can't.
All right, let's keep moving on. This comes from Jeremy in Drexel Hill, and Jeremy reminds me that that's in Pennsylvania, by the way. Ross, the tailgate whisperer, I often wonder just how much food NFL offensive and defensive linemen can put away after a game. What was your go-to post-game meal, and without necessarily naming names, what was one of the most absurd eating displays you witnessed from another player?
You know, it depended on it depended on the team because different teams had different like tailgate things or tailgate rooms in the stadium for your family. The Buffalo Bills had four RVs that they would put in a rectangle. And
nice.
So there was always food. I don't know who brought all that food that was always in there. I'm sure they got a caterer or something. I would eat quite a bit. 'Cause here's the thing. You know, for a 1 o'clock game, you need to get there no later than 10. So you're really probably getting there at 9:30, which means at the team hotel, you're having breakfast between 8 to 9 at the latest. So you're probably having breakfast at 8:30, right? There's no other food. There's no other food. Like, you get there, you might be able to have a bar or something, but you get there, you eat at 8 to 8:30, and then you don't really eat again for 8 hours.
Right.
Till 4:30. 30 minutes after the game. So by the time I got out there, I was starving. And I would eat an insane amount of food.
You had to have a press conference, though, didn't you, after? You had your own press conference after game.
Yeah, so
that took you a little while.
Now, you know what? The local media would come to me a lot because I would actually like say stuff.
Right.
Probably part of the reason why I got cut. But so I will say this. In terms of eating display, this isn't after a game, but I do remember a rookie dinner, an O-line dinner. We had a rookie O-lineman named Ben Sobieski who played at Iowa. And we were all talking one day, and we were at a steakhouse, and we got a bunch of lobsters and crab and stuff, right? And it was one of those big bowls of butter, liquid butter. And Sobieski was saying how much he loved it. And somebody was like, I'll throw $20 in if you drink the whole thing right now. And we all did it. So it ended up being like, you know, $250, something like that, like a good chunk of change. So he did it. He drank a vat, a veritable vat of liquefied butter. And I mean, that must have torn him apart, man. It was a good thing it was a Monday night, and the next day was our off day, because he wouldn't have been able to practice real well.
Oh, to be
That's
young
a good
again.
Question.
Oh, to be
That's
young again.
Oh, that gets a second check mark from Jeremy in Drexel Hill. That's in PA. Thanks for reminding me. Remember, Penn State fans, Labatt Blue is giving away a pair of tickets to the Kent State game. For your chance to win, visit one of these three great outlets: Oakhurst Beverage in Harrisburg, Pletcher's Beer Distributor in State College, or Home Service Beverage in Williamsport. We will be pulling the winner on air. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, we're continuing on with quarter number three. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. This is Ask Ross. Let's go to Brian in Austin, Texas. Excuse me, says, Wise Ross, I've been a student of the KSN podcasts for a little over a year and have learned a lot from you and Greg Pickle. Yeah, Bob Flounders, you just got tossed under the bus.
You know why? I'm telling you why, Bob. Because he didn't say Andy or Dustin either. It's because there's an Ask Ross segment and there's an Ask Greg segment.
Right. So the questions are
maybe,
and he's trying to win something.
My question might be about an old issue, but I want to get your take on it. After Penn State was hit with the sanctions, the offensive line suffered greatly in terms of quality and quantity of players. During that time, why did they not move more defensive linemen over and convert them into offensive line players?
His memory is failing him. Yeah. Because they did.
They did.
Brian Gaia and Derek Dowry are two. Which, by the way, Bob, every once in a while I like giving people homework assignments.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
I would like for you to do an investigation into how Derek Dowry and Brian Gaia were giving full scholarships to Penn State University as defensive linemen.
I think
there is no way either one of those guys was even in the stratosphere of being athletic enough to get a full ride to Penn State for defense.
Is that on Billy O?
What are we talking about?
It's on Billy O, right? Billy O.
I mean,
unless they
just did that to get him to go there, and they knew they were going to move to offensive line, that is embarrassing. Yeah. Derek Dowry, a defensive tackle, maybe they Ooh. Went middle linebacker.
Oh. Hey, just the most successful conversion since I covered the team. It rarely goes very, very well. But Levi Brown came to Penn State.
Oh yeah, that's right.
As a defensive lineman, they Great moved call. Him to offensive tackle, and he ended up. He played very well at Penn State, obviously very well, and he was a first round pick of the Cardinals. That didn't work out as well. They passed on Adrian Peterson. Steve Keim always told me that's like a huge regret. He didn't make the pick, but he was dead set against it. He was the Cardinals, one of the scouts at the time. But occasionally they do work, but more often than not, it's just out of need, and there's a reason why they don't fight.
I got another one for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
How about a guy named Ross Tucker?
All right.
Defensive.
All right. Let's move it.
No, in all sincerity, I was D-end as a freshman. They moved me to O-line. I definitely would not have made the NFL out of Princeton if it wasn't for that. So to answer the guy's question, they could do that more often. And the guy I thought they'd do it with was Robert Windsor.
Yeah.
Brian in Miami, Florida asks, Dear Ross, I have never had the pleasure to see you play, and I had this question highlighted, NFL. But let's assume you're back in college playing in your third season as a redshirt sophomore. Do you think you could have started for Penn State on the 2018 offensive line, and at what position specifically? Great job. Keep up the good work, and you should have Jim on the show more often.
Oh. Yeah. No.
So that's a segue for you. I segued that.
No, way. I don't think I don't think third year Ross Tucker would start for, because I didn't redshirt, but I don't think third year Ross Tucker would start for the 2018 Penn State team. I think I would have had a shot in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
In 1999, I think I would have had a shot. I was told by guys my rookie year, like Mike Ceramelli and Kenny Watson, mm-hmm. that I easily would have been if not the best lineman, the second best after Kareem McKenzie, which, by the way, did not make me feel better.
Right.
Because going to Penn State was my dream. That's what I always wanted to do. So they didn't offer me a scholarship. I was very much a late bloomer. I didn't get any FBS scholarships, right? So it's not Penn State's fault. Although, we've talked about this before. If I got one phone call from Joe Paterno asking me to walk on, I probably would have done it.
You're walking on.
So that's why one thing I think Penn State's done a better job of. And I guess O'Brien started it because the opportunity was there. But Franklin, they've done a pretty good job. Like, you look at their walk-ons. Like, even, like, the Schuster kid, who's, like, the fifth-string quarterback, He had, like, 12 Patriot League offers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he had those type of offers. They've done a better job with that. So I think I would have started my third year when I was in college, but not on this line. Because that line was not good. That line was actually what prevented them from being a national championship
team. And then
you
could have won against Courtney Brown in practice.
Oh, no, I would have been inside, center and guard. And LeVar.
All right, let's go to James in Mechanicsburg. He says, Ross, you get two nights out with unlimited 409 Tailgate Club barbecue and Labatt Blue. One night with three former Penn State players and or coaches, and one night with three current Penn State players and or coaches. Who are you taking each night and why?
Wow.
So people, in 90 seconds.
So Matt Eisenberg had the question of tailgating, food, or eating, and I think we've kind of struck something here.
Three former Penn State players or coaches.
Okay. Matt Millen, just because he's one of the best dudes of all time.
Yep.
Shane Conlin, because that was like my guy. And I mean, I kind of know these guys' personalities, so that kind of comes into it.
How about Spice?
I would say maybe I don't know. The third one's tough. Maybe Kyle Brady.
Okay. Yeah. What about three current?
Three current. Trace McSorley for sure.
Cool.
I have to get one of the Berks County guys in. Mm-hmm. I'll go Michael Mennett. I don't think Jan Johnson drinks. So I'll go Michael Mennett.
Did he just say that? Yes, he did.
He might. I don't know. I don't know that. I'm pretty sure Michael does though. So I'll go with Michael. He's 21
can
now,
he,
right?
Can he say a coach?
Yeah, player coach.
How about Chaos?
Yes, Sean Spencer. That would be the last one. Good call, Bob. That guy's awesome. That guy is awesome. I can see how he gets the most out of his guys.
Yep.
So those would be my three.
All right, who's our winner this week?
Drexel Hill.
Jeremy in Drexel Hill. That's in Pennsylvania, he reminds me. 409tailgateclub.com basket is headed your way. All right, stick around. Quarter number four coming up. We're going to do a roundtable predictions, some of them bold. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't do this anywhere but Pennsylvania summer. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light special loving Pennsylvania cans celebrating Pennsylvania's top spots. And stop by Oakhurst Beverage, 4418 Oakhurst Boulevard in Harrisburg for your chance to enter to win Labatt's tickets for the Kent State game. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light.